1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you, as always, by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where there is so much more than just prescription medication. Tim Cahal.
Cahal.
Okay, I almost said that wrong again. Tim Cahal with the Johns County YMCA joins me this morning. Tim, as we are, rolling into... Well, we're into spring, and I want to say we're rolling into summer, although yesterday we did just see a little bit more snow. You've got some of the summer things coming up, summer programs, number one. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We're starting to really shift gears into our summer stuff. The spring seasons are all running right now. Along with summer comes special event season. That's kind of one of our real big ones for the year, and I'll touch on that in a minute. But we also have our summer camp that we're really proud of. And Shanda down at the Y in the Park has made an awesome schedule full of really cool activities with field trips and lake days and museum days. We have all sorts of awesome stuff coming up. And there's limited spots available. It's a pre-registration process. So if you have interest in putting your kids in that for the summer, I would definitely get down to the Y in the Park and talk to Shanda. She's a very high energy and will get you psyched about it before you leave the building.
And what are the days and times that the summer camp is?
Summer camp runs Monday through Friday from 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening the entire summer.
There you go. If nothing else, unload your kids there.
Absolutely.
It sounds like, it's not just like sort of a babysitting service, but that they actually have some great events and some fun things for the kids to do and learn.
It really is. It's much more than babysitting. We're really trying to, push the idea of experiences you wish you had as a kid, or even those experiences plus more of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So people can check that out. And if they want to get signed up for that, how do they go about it?
They can sign right up at the main YMCA. But I would definitely go down and talk to Shanda first. She'll just have you stoked on everything going on.
Yeah, we had her in here a couple weeks ago. She cut a Y minute for us, was fired up about it. She gets into it, definitely.
She does. She really loves what she does. She loves the kids.
And you mentioned special events. Before we hit up that, you got some summer hours coming up.
We do. After Memorial Day, we will be closed on Sundays, and the building will close at 8 p.m. instead of 9.
Okay. So it gives you guys a little bit extra time to get out and enjoy the summertime as well.
Well, that, and once it gets nice out and this beautiful backdrop, who wants to be inside?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you mentioned special events. Tell us what you got coming up.
All right. We've got our 3-on-3 Battle on the Blacktop tournament just around the corner on June 9th and 10th. Registration is open. It's got a brand new web page where you can register right there on the site. It's really cool. We're working with a new tournament software this year that I'm very excited about. In the past, I've had to go back and do all the bracketing and post it a couple hours later. When you walk off the court and I push submit, you'll have your schedule on your smartphone this year.
It's kind of nice to have that instant work being done instead of, like you said, having to do it all by hand.
Yeah, and I don't mind doing it. I'm kind of a dork like that. I enjoy doing bracketing. But it is nice for those people scheduling that are here from out of town and want to go check out the lake and do some other stuff to know right away how long they have to dink around before getting back on the court.
Sure, absolutely. What else you got?
All right, after that, we got our Johnson County Classic, which is June 22nd. It's a 20-team shotgun start scramble format tournament. Say it is 20 teams, and they're already starting to fill up, so you'll want to get your team in fast. If that's something you would want to do, you'd want to talk to Tim Miner or Jill Heiser down at the Y. We've really revamped all the events this year. Bigger, better. The golf tournament's traditionally been a Saturday morning. This year, it's really an appreciation event that we're starting at 1 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. So instead of playing in the morning and having lunch afterwards, get out of the office a couple hours early. We're serving a really nice dinner after the fact, silent auctions, up the hole-in-ones this year from 3 to 5. It's going to really be a cool turnout, so you'll want to get in on it.
And what's the date on that?
It is June 22nd.
June 22nd on that. That's nice. I'm going to have to let the boss know that I got to play in this. I got to leave work.
Absolutely.
And what else you got this summer?
After that, it's the Klondike Rush. And this is a big one. It's the 40-year anniversary of the 10K Klondike. So we're real excited about that. That's always been a great event that brings people from all over to come and run here before enjoying all the fair and rodeo stuff the weekend has to offer.
Sure. And what's the date on that?
That is August 4th.
August 4th. It's crazy. We're talking about stuff, and by the time we get to August 4, we'll be like, summer's about to end, and we're still waiting for it to start. But that's what happens here, and especially in this area where something is always going on over the summer months. And it's nice to get word out there early on just to let people know, hey, keep this in your mind. Put it on your calendar.
Absolutely.
It's coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely don't want to miss any of those. Mark those calendars.
Definitely. And the one thing we had you in here, it was probably a few weeks ago now, but we were talking about a new website you guys recently launched. If people still haven't checked this out, tell us a little bit about it.
The website is really awesome. That was a kind of a deficiency we looked at early, is how do we reach the most people in this area, with people being scattered so far and wide. And this website's really been awesome for that. It's got interactive calendars. If you want to come take a fitness class or you want to see if the pool is available, you click on that and it's up to the minute live. If something weird were to happen and the pool were to break, I could cancel it on there. So before you left here to get to the Y, you would know if you checked it before you left.
Okay.
So, and I have the capability to do that right from my phone. So it keeps everything live and up to the minute. Not to mention, it's just a really cool, pretty site. We've started doing blog posts for informational stuff that we then share out on Facebook. You can subscribe if you're only interested in the pool or only in athletics or in everything. You have the options to pick which of those you want to come straight to your inbox.
Oh, that's very cool. And what's that website address?
It is jcfymca.org.
All right. Check that out, along with all the special events and the summer camp as well. Talking with Tim Cahal with the Johnson County YMCA. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. This is brought to you by The Prescription Shop. It's Community Speaks on Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.